Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning on Chasm Radio. I'm Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. All week long for National Egg Week, we have been checking in with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. This morning, Meg Moynihan joins us talking about mental health, a very big issue when it comes to agriculture and also rural Minnesota.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to say, Joe, it's great to be back with you and all of the listeners out in Chasm Land. And I think you're absolutely right. Our circumstances change every year, every season. Sometimes it seems like every minute. And we have stressors in our lives in agriculture that sometimes affect our mental health and sometimes contribute to it, I would say.
So what are we doing now? Explain the current initiative that's going on.
Well, we were tremendously fortunate to get a very large award from the USDA, and this is tied to some of the pandemic funds, but it was directed toward agriculture, state departments of agriculture all over the country, to invest more in supporting farmers and agriculture communities who are experiencing stress. And so when I say big, it was $500,000, which is a lot of money. We are able to use that to expand some of our current efforts, like our farm and rural helpline that we have available 24 hours a day by phone or by text, and also some other things at the department, but then importantly, to spread that money around to other groups and organizations in Minnesota who are doing great work.
I know ideally you would receive no calls, no text messages. But obviously, there is issues out there, and is there a way to gauge some of the successes of the outreach to date right now, Meg?
Well, I think we certainly are getting a lot of attention from other states about our efforts, and I am seeing just more activity. And what we've really done in Minnesota is knit together a really kind of a thick quilt that. Of support, I'm trying to think of a good metaphor here, that covers the state, so it's not so difficult when you feel challenged to find the right doorway to go through, if that makes sense. Like, we have reached out and we engage extension educators, farm business management, clergy, veterinarians, everybody who works to support the ag community, so people can, and even farmers, so you can recognize and respond when you see somebody who might be struggling. I know we have two, really special in Minnesota, two mental health providers, therapists, if you will, who work exclusively with farmers and farm families and at no cost because the legislature funds that. And they are very busy with different kinds of issues, and are able to support, you know, everybody from the principal operator, the family unit, sometimes marriage counseling. Farming can be tough, but some seasons can be really tough on our relationships. And even sometimes kids struggle, so they can reach out and support kids who are in stress.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because for many years we just had one person, right?
We did. We did just have one person, and a lot of people around the state will know the name Ted because they have either worked with him or know somebody who has worked with him. And then several years ago, we were fortunate to get another person, and that's Monica. And so the two of them cover the state and are really responsive. And they've been doing a lot now with teletherapy, you know, with either on the phone or by Zoom, which we've all sort of gotten used to, but they also meet with people in person. So there are three options for that.
You know, and I think you brought up a good point a few comments ago, too, where these funds and having more organizations, more resources for folks, because people who are maybe dealing with a mental health situation, I mean, really time is valuable because sometimes it takes a lot of courage to reach out. And if they receive or run into a roadblock right at the beginning, unfortunately, that can be very negative for them.
That is absolutely right, because when you finally decide that you need some support or some help, sometimes you're just exhausted, right? And you just don't feel like you have the energy. And we notice that in people, that sometimes if you're feeling down, or you've been struggling with financial issues or weather issues or something, you don't really want to talk about it with other people, and you get isolated, and then that kind of creates a cycle and things just get worse. And so something that we all can do is just keep an eye on each other. And, you know, if somebody disappears from church or is not coming to coffee at the cafe, you know, kind of reaching out and just checking in to see, are they okay? Is something going on? And just sort of being there to be a friend. You don't need to be their therapist, but you just sort of need to be their friend and in their corner.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks, to be of help, they feel like they need to have answers, but that's not necessarily it. Really, it's almost, you just need to be there to listen.
Yeah, I was talking to a pastor once, and she was talking about the old, you know, God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth, and so my job is more to listen than to speak sometimes. You know, people just need that. And that's really what that helpline is there for, is so that people can call and talk about, you know, what is bothering them. And then sometimes that's just enough. You know, you have a conversation, you get it off your chest, you get to hear the words out loud, which we don't, you know, sometimes things chase around in your head, and if you say it out loud, it's something different. You're never going to meet that person. They don't know anybody you know. And sometimes they can, if you need more help, if you need more support, you want to talk to somebody else, they could connect you with Ted and Monica. Or if your issue is more like, I'm having legal challenges, I don't know what to do about them, I'm having trouble with my bank, I don't know what to do about my operating loan situation, they can refer you to somebody at the Department of Ag who knows about those kinds of resources. So it really is a nice one-stop shop that we have.
Meg, this might be a very bland or open-ended question, but are we getting to the point where the stigma surrounding mental health is it getting better overall, viewed better, or are we still struggling with that?
Well, I would love to know what you think, Joe, but I think it is, simply because there has been so much discussion through the pandemic about it. And now, you know, if I listen to podcasts or listen to the radio, I hear ads for mental health services. I see ads on television. It's really talked about more because everybody knows everybody else is going through it. And so I still think there is some stigma, personal stigma, but I think people are more accepting of the fact that it exists and understand that we can do things about it. You know, you are not stuck in that dark place forever, although it feels, at the time, it really feels like you are, that nothing is the end of the world. And with the right kind of support, like I say, it could be mental health support, could be different kinds of support, you know, you can move forward, and there is hope there. Even when you feel hopeless, there is hope.
Meg Moynihan joining us here this morning on your Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. Meg Moynihan once again discussing rural mental health and the work they're doing at the Department of Ag and their Bend Don't Break initiative. Once again, funded through a U.S. Department of Ag, National Institute of Food and Agriculture Award. Doing some great things. We appreciate Meg and her time this morning here on Chasm Radio as we visit with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture during this National Ag Week here on Chasm Radio. And we had a chance to talk to Commissioner Tom Peterson, Deputy Commissioner Andrea Vobel, Assistant Ag Commissioner Patrice Bailey, and also Brad Jordahl Redlin, as he's in charge of the water certification program as well. And also a big thank you to our Ag Day sponsors this week, Lake Henry Implement, Kramer Lumber, Melrose, Napa in Melrose, Melrose Implement, Center Dairy, and Arnson Construction in St. Rosa Lumber. That is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill.